Hello.
Whoa. So, disclaimer, I'm full of sand, so I cough all over you. You're safe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Did this movie make you believe more in the police force in the United States?
Believe more in the police? I mean, I'm a huge supporter of the police department anyway. I think I did a movie way back called Boondock Saints, which gets a lot of cop love, you know, and a lot of fireman love and soldier love. But that's a tough job, you know what I mean? And, it's such a tough question. We got asked this yesterday, and it's, there's always a bad apple in the group, but I think as a group, I'm a big supporter of the police. I don't need to be reminded that they're doing their job.
But this is not like a love the police kind of movie. Is it?
I mean, I don't think it's a hate the police kind of movie. I think it just really points out exactly what Norman said. There are some bad seeds in the group. A lot of the police department were the heroes of this film. Yeah. There just happened to be two corrupt cops.
Mm-hmm. Your character really got a few really good beatings in this film.
Yeah.
Did you actually get hurt?
No, that wasn't me. That was the stunt man really was the one getting the massive beatings. He just kind of stood back there and applauded the situation.
Aaron, you have an interesting look in the film with your hair. Was that your idea? Did you know the look of your character beforehand?
No, it was really after everyone was cast. We realized we were going to play brothers, and John and I talked about the look. He really wanted my character to look as terrible as possible.
Thanks, that makes me feel great. We were willing to fuck your character up when they found out you were your brothers. That's great.
No, he just really, really wanted me
to put on a lot of weight.
Put on a lot of weight, long, shaggy hair. They just wanted me to look, really beat down. And they just added all that hair, and it was fun.
And did you have any input as to what he was going to look like, or you just let them?
I mean, I just kind of let John paint the picture for me, and I couldn't disagree with what he was saying. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. What was your reaction when you first saw yourself in character like that?
Oh, I love it. You never really know.
It's great.
You get an idea of the character, but once you have, the wardrobe on, the makeup on, the hair, then you really get a sense of who this guy is. And it was a blast.
So you were eating a lot. I can see you lost weight when I saw the movie, and from right now.
So thank you.
No. Thank you. Because in the movie, you see a little bit more weight.
A little fat, a little heavier.
Yeah. I think he's flirting with you.
Should
I hug you now?
It's Valentine's Day. I don't know.
That was the...
It's Valentine's Day. It's my,
kind of.
Yeah, I needed to lose weight for Valentine's Day. I made my wife a promise.
I'm gonna lose weight.
I would stop drinking beer for a little while.
I know, because I saw you big there. That was the plan.
You're really paying attention.
You're really paying attention.
No. people transform sometimes just for the.
I don't know. I think that just. I've laid off on the bread a little bit.
How different is this role? Was this role for you compared to your Walking Dead?
Very different.
A little different, yeah.
I was doing both at the same time, so I would go from one to the other. But I would put tattoos on and slick my hair back and go over there and be like this, and then I would go over there and throw it down and be like this. And, they're very different. Yeah, to be honest.
Norman, you were recently on the cover of Men's Fitness and looking amazing.
Looking amazing.
Is working out something that you enjoy doing, or is it something that you have to do for your role on The Walking Dead?
I mean, I'm sleeveless all the time on that show, so it would be ridiculous if I took off my shirt and there was like a six pack. I would just feel like a vain actor on a TV show. But it's a very physical role, and yeah. I'm trying to go more cheetah, less gorilla. You know what I mean? You know that cover too. This is how that happens. There's sandbags,
great.
And you're like, you're lifting sandbags for like 20 minutes, and they go, "Okay, take a picture," and you're like, "Huh," and then you're like,
"Take it now,"
and then they're like, "Okay, let's do it again." They take
so
a picture,
gross.
And then you feel like you're gonna faint. Yeah, I'm, you know, it's like that. That's how that.
And can you just quickly talk about like what your workout regime is? And
I swim a lot. I run now. I have a gym in my house in Georgia I work out in. I've gotten a little bit into yoga, mm-hmm. which is weird. Maybe don't tell anyone. I have an image to upkeep, you know what I mean? And then I try to eat right. I mean, that's one good thing about where I live in Georgia. It's all organic and healthy, and, you know, there's no fast food where I live or anything like that. And mm-hmm. it's all farm-raised food and farm-grown food.
Your co-star from Sky, Diane Kruger, said that he's very handsome yet so broken. Would you agree with that statement?
The second part, probably. I remember the first time I ever saw my name in print. It was Joel Schumacher, and he goes, "You know, Norman's not really good looking, but he's interesting looking." And I was like, "What the fuck?" You know what I mean? I like Diane a lot, and she and I have really good chemistry and get each other, and Fabian, that director, could feel it, you know, and we ran with that. But that character was, like, super broken, like, he was, like, dying broken, you know, and I don't know, maybe that's where my head was at when we were doing it. Not that I'm dying, but, like...
So you were in character?
Yeah.
You're
I mean, I'm
broken.
Fun, too, you know what I mean? But yeah, that one was like one of the most depressing, wonderful, beautiful things ever in the film. Yeah.
In this movie, Chiwetel's character goes to great lengths for his son. How far would you two do something to compromise your personal ethics if it meant, you know, saving your family or being able to spend time with them?
I mean, anything, really. I mean, to save your family, you gotta. Right. I mean, I think any of us would do anything.
It depends on what's on TV that night. You know what I mean? You know, if I had, like, some Haagen-Dazs in the freezer and something good was on TV, I might give it a, you know.
Yeah, give
I
it
might
it
get a 5-minute texting window. I don't know.
Father of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he knows that, so, you know.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Did you shoot really in Atlanta?
Did we what?
Did you work at the Reilly in Atlanta? The movie was just shot in Atlanta.
Yeah.
How was? Can you tell us something about the city?
Oh, it's great. I love the people there. I love the food. They have an unbelievable amount of streets named Peachtree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have like over 100 streets.
Peachtree Circle, Peachtree Lane.
Yeah. Peaches, yeah.
Aaron, I read somewhere that you're obsessed with the universe, and now they just found out that...
Yeah, the Einstein's theory, yeah.
So, I don't know if this makes sense, but what is the meaning of life to you? I mean, being obsessed with the universe, what do you think is...
I don't know. I think all of us are sort of fascinated with what's beyond this, you know. Are you not fascinated?
Nope.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Because I will never understand. So that's why I'm not.
So you decided to just ignore it. I'm okay.
That's
well,
even
that's
weirder.
That's really way is. More strange. You're like, no, I will never know, so fuck you, universe. That's interesting.
I'll never figure out Larry David, but I love him.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but the whole scope of things. You know?
Well, of course, we're never going to understand that, but it's nice to look up in the sky and wonder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And thank
but,
you
but, do you, but do you have the meaning of life?
Do I have? Yeah, of course not.
Have you figured it out?
He knows.
No.
He knows. He told me.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, I'm raising my hand. I know. While we're all here. Of course I don't know. Nobody is going to know. But it's nice to, you know, try. I mean, I'm not trying to figure it out, but it's just a fascinating thing that we're here spinning on a planet in the middle of nowhere.
You two have really great chemistry. Did you know each other
oh,
before this movie, or did you meet during production?
No, we've known each other for probably a good 15 years. And it's the first time we're, you know, in a film together, and it's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the reasons I did Walking Dead was because it was on AMC, and I was a huge Breaking Bad fan. Oh. You know, it's one of the reasons I fought to be on it. Yeah, I'm a fan of his and a friend of his for a long time. So,
the scene with the dye. Mm. Did you guys get all covered up? And was it easy to remove?
No, it wasn't easy to remove. It definitely stained your skin. They claimed it was harmless. But no one else would get near it. I mean, you know, we're in a van flying down the freeway and the bag is just exploding. And you can feel it. I mean, you are breathing it in. But, yeah, I mean, that was definitely one of the highlights for me in this film, the whole heist at the beginning.
It looked cool. From where I was at, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I was over there watching it from over here going, oh, that must suck. Yeah.
Not on me, but looks cool.
Looks cool. Yeah, I'm just going to stay right here.
You guys right.
Aaron, you were part of an anti-bullying campaign. Why was that? Were you bullied as a kid, or are you just very empathetic and
No, I'm just a huge supporter of my wife. My wife started this campaign, Kind Campaign, and she started it from a personal experience in middle school. And so straight out of film school, she did a documentary called Finding Kind, which then, you know, planted the seed of Kind Campaign. And so, yeah, I'm just in full support of what she does.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Sorry, I have an SF cap in LA. I apologize.
Great working eye in the sky, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.